on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, round 12 lines from the top. Tana Rabbono. Ochal kezayis no mi ba'oy yoim. A person ate a kezayis of the Psara Pesach and it was no, was partially roasted. Pata. Sees Pata. Kezayis no mi shechashecha. If he ate a kezayis of no mishechashecha when it was Laila, chayiv. Sagt Rashi, ochel kezayis no mi boi yoim poter, taime meforish lekame mikroi. We have a raya from Sukkim that is no chiyuv of achilas no mi boi yoim. Ochel kezayis tzli mi boi yoim. What if he ate a kezayis of tzli? Did not passel himself mibnei chabure. Kezayis tzli mishechashecha, posel atzmoi mibnei hachabure. Piere kezayis of tzli mishechashecha, so he passeled himself mibnei chabure. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, loy posel es atzmoi mibnei chabure, domrinu lekamon, Ein ha Pesach nechal loy bishtei chabures ke echot. The korban Pesach cannot be eaten two chabures. That means you cannot split the korban Pesach into two chabures. Ve ein ha oichel oichel bishnei mekoymes. In one person is not permitted to eat bishnei mekoymes. For example, the shnei mekaymis means, let's say you have one chabura. They're all eating in the chotzer. Then it starts raining, so they want to go into the bayis. So this is an achila of one chabura. But it is shnei mekaymis. There's an inyan of shnei mekaymis. Then there's also issa, it should not be eaten b'shtei chaburas. That means you have a korban pesach. And one of the Mishalim of the Gemara Vaita Dach Pevovim at Beis is, let's say you'll make a mechitze that will divide the oichlim, half on one side of the mechitze, half on the other side of the mechitze. So that's called, you have one korban Pesach that is being eaten b'shtei chaburis. So Rashi says there are two halachas, that a korban Pesach cannot be eaten b'shtei chaburis, and a person cannot eat it b'shnei mekaymes. B'nav kelon, and how do we know these both halachas? Mi bebayis echad ye ochel. So the pashtus of Loshon Rashi would mean that the pashtus dekra is that it says it should be eaten in one bayis. So here we learn out there should not be an inyan of shnei mekaymes. Metargiminon, and the Targum says, b'chabur echado yisachol. And the Targum says that it should be eaten in one chabure. So Rashi seems to say we learn Pashta Dikra and we learn the Targum. Shlomo Melech said, Yosef Das, Yosef Machayv. The more one knows, the more difficult it gets. Learning this Rashi here, it's beautiful. But later when you come to Daf Pei Vov, this Rashi is Pilei Ployim. The Gemara and Daf Pei Vov says there's a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there is no tana that holds these two halachas. It matters how you darshan bayis echad yeyochel. Either you darshan that it asels shtei chaburis, or you say it darshan shtei mekoymes. But the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara says klar, according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that shtei chaburis are permissible, then shtei mekaymes is also, according to Rab Shimon, shtei chaburis are not permissible, shtei mekaymes are mutter. There's not one tana that holds these both halachas. Baruch Hashem, I found the Meloi HaRoyim, is ma'irer on this Rashi from the Gemara Vayter. Rashi, for some reason, and I found the Meiri also says the same thing like Rashi, Rashi all of a sudden brought down these both halachas as if it is a davar muskim. We hold these both halachas. Let's go a little asal kaponim. Let us go a little further. So Rashi is saying that there's a halacha that the korban pesach cannot be eaten in two chaburas. And there's a halacha that the korban Pesach cannot be eaten in two makayimis. So now, now what happens if a person ate by day? Lav achile, that is not considered an achile, since it's not the zman achile. Umuta lechel mishetechshach im bnei chabure shenimne imoe. And therefore he's permitted to eat the korban Pesach with his bnei chabure. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that the Chiddush is that it is not considered Shtei Chaburis. That, L'chaire, is the Chiddush of Rashi. If the Achille Mi Ba'oid Yoim would be considered an Achille, then he would not be permitted to eat with the Bnei Chaburis and Nim Neimoe, would be considered Ke'ilu it is being eaten B'Shtei Chaburis. But since the achila mibayid yoyim is not an achila, therefore is not considered an achila of shnei chaburis. We'll come back to explain this. Kizayis tzli mishachesheicha. What is if he had eaten a kizayis of tzli mishachesheicha when it was in the evening? Mi pesach shenimna olov. Posol atzmoi mibnei chabure. Now he's not allowed to eat together with the bnei chabura kidefrishish, she'ein ha'oichel muter lechel heimenu b'shnei mekaymes. Here Rashi brings down the second in, that if he ate it at night, he's not allowed to eat together with the bnei chabura because of shnei mekaymes. Now, it seems Rashi in the Achilim Ba'oid Yoim, the Chiddush is, it's not called Shtei Chaburis. The Achilim Mishetechsach, that is Tos Posel Atzmai Bimnei Chabure, this is called an Achila of Shnei Mekoymes. Let us try a little to explain it. If a person eats at night, the Mishnah says further, when there's a psul, according to the Tana of Yehuda, that holds as a psul of Shnei Mekoymes, so the Mishnah brings down such a halacha. Let's say you had a shamish who was situated by the tanur, and he was managing the roasting of the korban Pesach. The bnei chabur weren't eating by the tanur; they were eating in a room, and he was by the tanur outside managing over the korban Pesach. And then by mistake he ate a kizayis of the korban Pesach. He was also nimna this korban Pesach, the shamish. And he ate a kizayis of the korban Pesach. So the Gemara says he's in hot water because the chabura is eating in the house, so he can't go continue eating in the house because that's called shnei mekaymes. He started eating in this mokeh. If the bnei chabura have rachmonis on him, they can decide to move over and eat by the tanur. So then he'll be able to continue eating. But that is the inyan of shnei mekaymes. So it could be Rashi that's speaking about Mishetechshach. Rashi mentioned the chesaron of Shnei Mekaymes because if he started eating in one place, why should it be considered Shtei Chaburis? The Chabure could always eat together with him. By him starting to eat, it should not be considered Shtei Chaburis. He started eating, so the Bnei Chabur could eat together with him. If it would be considered Shtei Chaburis, so the psul is not only on him, the psul is on them also. Fakert. They're not allowed to eat. To the Yehama was Ma'ira, the Gemara says that if he ate a kizayis mishetechshach, posal atzmoi mibnei chabure. He pasled himself. What is that? He pasled himself, but it seems they're allowed to eat. If he would be considered one chabure, and they're considered a second chabure, so why is it posel atzmei? They're not allowed to eat because there's an isser of shtei chabures. Weiss the chayis that the whole chesaron mishecheshecho is only a chesaron of shnei mekaymes, because the inyan is he's not allowed to eat with them, but it's not considered shtei chabures because lechayre they could have eaten with him if they wanted to. They could have eaten with him. And there's no inyan to separate. No, he's stuck. He can't go to their mukke. Al kaponim Rashi in the Sefer mentions the chesaron of shnei mekaymes. In the Reisha, Rashi seems to mention the chesaron of shtei chaburis. Umuter lechol mishetechshach im bnei chaburis shenimne imohem. Perhaps there his achila makes it for shtei chaburis, because since the other bnei chaburis were not at all interested in eating together with him, ba'oid yoim, so his achila was then considered achila of one chaburis. You don't have a, that means they wouldn't become mitzuref with his achila, since they're not interested in eating me ba'oid yoim. So if there would be a psul, there would be a psul for him al shtei chaburis. That's why Rashi, perhaps in the Reishim, mentions shtei chaburis, and the Sefer Rashi mentions shnei mekaymis. But the whole inyan is really very difficult to understand. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya idoch, we learned in a different bereise. Yochel ochal kezayis no mi ba'oid yoim yehechayet. The person ate a kezayis of no mi ba'oid yoim, I would think it should be chayet. Vidinu in a sakal v'choyma. Uma b'sho she yeshne b'kum echil tzli. Ma doch, when there's a mitzvah to eat the korban Pesach. Yeshne b'bal toichel no, there still is a lav. That it has to be eaten tzli and not no. That is no mitzvah all to eat it. So the Gemara held it's a kal v'chomer that the iser of no should be applicable by day. There's an iser no when there's a mitzvah sachila. Vadig v'sa should be an iser no when there's no mitzvah sachila. Oiloi, or maybe the Braisa says maybe we'll say a different svara. Perhaps that the whole Yesod is false. That when there's a mitzvah tita korban Pesach, then the Torah did not make the Isser of No. The Isser of No is only when there's no mitzvah tita korban Pesach. By day that there's no mitzvah titzli, yeshnei bebal toichel no. Then there's a lav of eating no. B'shoh she yeshnei bekum achel tzli. But if there's a mitzvah to eat tzli, ain't they bebal toichel no? Va'al tetame, and you shouldn't think it that it's that's a wunder that the iser of no should not be at night, that at night should be the gringer than by day. Sherei hutar miklole eitzel tzli. We'll see later. There's an iser to eat tzli by day. There's no iser to eat tzli by night. So we see that the iser tzli is mutter by night. So we see that the night is kill than the day. So we could also say that the iser of no, the lav of no, is only by day. By night is no lav of no. So now that we, the Baal de Baraisa had a havamine, two mahalchim. One mahalach that the lav of no is sai by night and a kal v'chomer by day. Or the lav of no is only by day. But both study more that the day is more chomer than the night, because by the night there's a mitzvah v'achila, so mamela, then there's a svore that there shouldn't be an iser of no. That would be the havamine. Talmud loima, al toichlu mimenu no, uvoshel mevushel bamayim, ki im tzliyesh. She'ein talmud loima, ki im tzliyesh. Uma talmud loima, ki im tzliyesh, loima locho. Bisho she'yeshnoi bekum echel tzli, yeshnoi bebal toichel no. When there's a mitzvah to eat tzli, then there's an iser to eat no. When there's no mitzvah to eat tzli, einoi bebal toichal no. Then there's no iser to eat no. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kizayis tzli, b'shoh she'einoi bekum achel tzli, the ein loy heter achilas tzli, ein ei din she yeshnev, doesn't have a heter even to eat tzli, ein ei din she yeshnev belav de loy soichel no, even tzli is also, sabad de gewiss no she be yosa. Oy loy neymer kein al binyan acha. B'shosh yeshnei b'kumachel tzli. When there's a mitzvah to eat tzli dayne b'layla. B'siva ochlu es habosa b'layla ze einay b'bal teichel. No, when there's a mitzvah to eat tzli, then there's no lap of no. Bal tetame sherei huta miklole yeitzel tzli. Da'afilu tzli haya osa lechel b'yoyim. Kedach siva ochlu es habosa b'layla ze b'loy b'yoyim. When it became night, huta michlal iser esa d'tzli. So the iser esa, which was chalmi ba'oid yoim, is not chalmi shech sheicha. The name anami, the heidaloi huta lachatchila eitzel no. Perhaps even though lachatchila, you're not allowed to eat no. Abo miyo loy lachayev aleim oichloi, but the lav should not be chal balayla. I should say that just like I see that the Laila is kill the Gabi Tzli, there was an Issa by day, there's no Issa by night. So who adin al koponim, the love of no should only be applicable by day and not by night. She'ein tamad loy mekim tzliye, sh'toksiv la'el minei tzliye, shum matzis amroirim yechlu. That's the previous pasuk. So Memela, so it says, Ki'im Tzliyesh is telling us that the Issa of No is only when there's a mitzvah to eat Tzliyesh. By day there's no mitzvah to eat Tzliyesh, so by day there's no Issa of No. By night there's an Issa, by night there's a mitzvah to eat Tzliyesh, therefore there's an Issa of No. Perhaps we could understand this halacha a little. We had once mentioned on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph a vote from the Brisker Rav, the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, we find a very interesting halacha, that Moiser Pesach, that means if a person, let's say, was mafrish a Korban Pesach, then he lost it. So he's makriv another Korban Pesach. Then he found the first one. So the din is, your makrivit shlomim is a din of, that's called shalmei Pesach, but it is different than all shlomim. All shlomim, you can eat 2 days. In Maisa Pesach, you can eat 1 day. So Rav Chaim explains, why is it that Maisa Pesach, he can eat 1 day? What is it different than all shlomim? So he explains, because be'emesin, the din of achila yoyim v'layla, that it gets from Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach is nechel by yoyim v'layla. He says, aye, a Korban Pesach is not nechel by yoyim v'layla. He says, als the Korban, it is nechel by yoyim v'layla. Kochim kalim are nechel al koponim by yoyim v'layla. That what it is only eaten at night, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, it's only eaten at chatzos. So Rab Chaim says, that's a din mitzad mitzvahs achilas ha-pesach. He says, besides being a korban, there's a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. The mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, at chatzos. Zogt Rab Chaim, what will be after chatzos? He says, it won't become nicer. Because it has in itself dinei korban of kochim kalim. Kochim kalim is nechel b'yoyim v'alayla. Min ha-toyre. In this kochim kalim is also nechel b'yoyim v'alayla. In moiser ha-pesach means when it is not eaten l'tzorech ha-pesach, so it's nechel b'yoyim v'alayla. The zman achila of this korban is yoyim v'alayla. The zman of the korban is yoyim v'alayla. But this korban has in it a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. Besides the din korban shaboy, there's a din of achilas ha-pesach. Als achilas ha-pesach, he says, that's what it says in the Mishneh in Ezema Koymen, ha-pesach ein nechel ela balaylo. That's a din of mitzvah achilas ha-pesach. Ve'ein nechel ela atchatzois. That's the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. Ve'ein nechel ela tzoli. That's also the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. Ve'ein nechel ela lemnuyav. All these halachas are mitzvahs of achilas ha-pesach. But he says, if you eat it after chatzos, it's not noiser, because noiser is not totally in the mitzvah. Noiser is totally in the korban. This man, achilas ha-korban, is yoyim v'layla. That is what Rav Chaim says. So we have a very interesting korban. Mitzad dinei korban, it's nechel le'yoyim v'layla. Mitzad mitzvahs achilas ha-pesach, we have special halachas that it's only nechel ha-tchatzois, it's only nechel tzoli, it's only nechel ha-lemnuyo. That's the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. So it could be, that is what the Gemara is being machadish here. The Gemara is saying that the iser of no, the iser not to eat no, this is only a din in the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. So when there's a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach, the Isar no is not midinei korban shaboy. The Isar of no is only out the mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. When there's a mitzvah to eat soli, then there's an Isar to eat no. The mitzvah achila creates the yisurim. So therefore, the Isar of no is only when the mitzvah achila is applicable. The mitzvah achila is only balayla, so the Isar of no is only also balayla. That al koponim, that's the svara of the Tanakam. Rabbi Oimer, ekro ani boshel. It would be sufficient that it should have say, al toichel memenu, boshel. Ma talmud loimer mevushol, the kefal aloshen, she yochel ein li ela she bishloi mishecha sheichel. I would think, when is it also, if it was cooked at night? And he ate it at night. Bishloimi ba'id yoiminayim. How do I know if it was cooked by day that and he ate it by night that it's also also Talmud loimer boshel mevushel mikol mokim. So it says boshel mevushel to tell me that even if he cooked it by day and he ate it by night, it is still also. Let us see Rashi. Now here we have machlokes Rashi and the Marsha. Let us see Rashi first. Zogt Rashi, Ekroni Boshel, Dayecho Havalei Bekriyas Boshel. This will be sufficient. Ein li she yischayev al achilas Boshel, Elim kein bishloi mishecha sheicha. If it was mevushel at night, shehu ikir zmanoi. That's me Rashi means shehu ikir zmanoi, not ikir zmanoi to cook, it's ikir zmanoi to eat. That means when does the bishul shafan iser achile, when there's a mitzvah to eat it roasted, when there's a mitzvah to eat it sliyesh, so then the bishul to the korban creates an iser achile. Bishloi mi boid yoim, but what if it's cooked by day, v'och loi mi shetech shach, and he ate it at night, minayim? How do I know that there is also an iser to eat it? Amuim de kahavamin. He said the havamin of the Gemara was that if it was cooked by day, and if it was cooked bizman, when there's no iser of achilas mevushul, like we had before, there's no iser of no, there's no iser of achilas mevushul, so I would think that this bishul does not aser it at night. This bishul does not create an iser achila, since it was cooked in a zman where there's no iser achila of mevushul. So therefore we learn out from the Yitter Loshen that no, that even if he cooked it by day and he ate it by night, it is still also. Let us see for 1 minute the Marsha. Marsha is the Marsha is on page 14, the last Marsha on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Ainly she is chayv elim kein bishloi mishecha shehu iker zmanai. I would think you chayv only if it was cooked mishech sheicha, which that is the iker zman. So the Marsha understood Rashi, what does Rashi mean? It's the iker zman. It's the iker zman then to cook or to roast. Tzas kosher. The hod the iker zmanai mishech sheicha heine lachila. The mail of Laila is that that's the zman achila. Avot sliyosoi. Vadi afilu mi boid yoimu. The tzli of the korban Pesach is mi boid yoim. Kedemuchik peyrek eilu dvorim. Faker, the Gemara says, let's say Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos that was Erev Yontiv, they used to roast it mi boid yoim. Vamayloi neima disa bishulei dum yedehet tzli yosei. Frek the Masho, what kind of havamin is this? If the mitzvah tzliya is mi boid yoim, so the Isser Bishul should also be Mevoid Yoyim, not the Isser Bishul, the Isser that Bishul creates, the Isser Achila that comes about through the Bishul should also be Mevoid Yoyim. Ve'oit kashe, v'na de leksiv kafu, le'lechayev albasa na mishach sheicha. Then he says, if you need a limut to tell me that if it was cooked me by yoin, it's also tit mishetechshach, and this limut is from the kefal haloshen, so avadi give it, so by no that I don't have this limut, so the halacha should be, if it was roasted partially by yoin, it should not be is also tit mishetechshachet. There's no tanda that says like this. And this kasha of the marsha, maybe we could answer, since it says a kefal loshon of boshel mevushel, and from boshel mevushel we learn out that a bishel miba'oid yoim also asks it b'achila mishetechshach, so it could be remakish no to mevushel, a teich lemenu no boshel mevushel b'mayim. So now no is the same aloha of mevushel, which is also miba'oid yoim. Ba'oid kasha, a third kasha the Marsha asks, ma inyan drosha de Rebbe, le drosha de leil de loy mayri b'chi ha'gavne. The Gemara before was klang a shayla when the iser noise. If the iser noise mi ba'oid yoim or mi shech sheicha. And according to Rashi, Rebbe is speaking about that everyone knows the iser is mi shech sheicha, but when does it have to be cooked? If it was cooked me by yoyim, will it still be yosa? That is no shaykhis at all with the Gemara before. The lulei perish Rashi, without Rashi, o yanira leforish kahidalel. Therefore the Masha would learn a different shot in the Gemara. Ein li lechayv al achilas bishul ala mishach sheichel. Mishla bishla me by yoyim ba ochle yos minayim. Pashta poligrebi adalel. So Mamela, the Marsha wants to say a new pshat, and Rabbi is taka choylek. But the Gemara is saying, Ein li al shabishle mechshach sheicha, ni eiden mechshach sheicha. Bishle mi boi yoim, ni eiden mi boi yoim. How do you know that your chayim says boshel mevushel? So that is not like the previous Tana. The previous Tana said, when there's a mitzvah of sliyesh, then there's an issa of no. When there's no issa of sliyesh, there's no issa of no. So the Gemara previous held, previously held that the Isser of Noah is dependent on the mitzvah of Kim Sliyesh. And Rabbi says Nitazoi, that even though there's no mitzvah to eat Sliyesh meboidoim, there's an Isser to eat Mevushel meboidoim. V'cheinu be'edje b'mechilta, the Rabbi Sovarochi, the Kome Ein li'ele b'sho, shu ba'oichel tzli, hu be'bal toichel Noah Mevushel. Meboidoim minayim, how do you know that meboidoim, that there's no mitzvah v'achilas tzli? How do you know that there still is an Issa of Mevushel? Tamad loyma, uboshel Mevushel. So the Marsha learns that Mamish Rebbe comes to be choylik on the previous Tane. And Rebbe holds, if you eat Mevushel mi ba'oid yoim, you take a loike. Frag the Gemara weiter, vai boshel Mevushel afke Rebbe litzlikeida ulesham mashken. We hear on that Memalef on Medalef, that Rabbi Darshan from Boshel Mevushel says Boshel Mevushel Bamayim, Ainli Alamayim, Shamashkin Minayim, Slikedo Minayim. So he learns that from Boshel Mevushel. So how can he learn how two alochis? That from the Boshel Mevushel that it comes to Asa Bishlami Boydyoim. So the Gemara answers him, Ken Lemikra, Oi Boshel, Boshel, and Mevushel Mevushel. If it's only coming for the previous alochim, the Asa Shamashkin, let it say Boshel, Boshel. My boshel mevushel, shamet me no tarti. So here we know both halachas. We know both halachas that what? That say it's also b'shar mashkin, and say it's also in bishloim ibo'oidyoim. Zogt Rashi, v'avke Rebbe gufi droshe la'el l'shar mashkin l'tzli keido, boshel mevushel, midishoni b'deburi dorish b'idroshe achitenam. Zog Taisvis, she'ein Talmud loyme ki'im tzliyesh. So the Gemara, like it seems that the whole ki'im tzliyesh is extra. And the im tzliyesh is telling us that the whole Yisrael Boshel Mevushel is when there's a mitzvah to eat tzliyesh. Zog Taisvis, afal gav ditzlich lahalkes olav mishum ki'im tzliyesh. There's a malkes of also, of ki'im tzliyesh. According to Shitas HaTaisvis, the malkes of ki'im tzliyesh goes on Noah and Mevushel, yoloikesh time. Since the Torah put Ke'im Tzli'esh next to Noah Mevushel, So we learn that Loikan Kiim Tzliyesh Anor Mevushel, Alf the Klalavain Hekish Lemachzer, so we also learn that the whole Isser of Anor Mevushel is only when there's a mitzvah of Kiim Tzliyesh. Im Kain Leima Kro Boshel Boshel, Oy Mevushel Mevushel. Hochim Mashme, Do Ulchei Dekro Lichbel Teva Achas Be'in Yenecho Tfeimi B'Shnei Inyonim. That means the normal way to write is to repeat the word. If the Torah was Mishane, the two words, that's a makar for a new drosha. V'chein b'merube, the Gemara says, Gabi himotzei timotzei, that since it says himotzei timotzei, so we learn a new drosha from the Shini Alosh, it doesn't say himotzei himotzei. V'chayvo gabi verape yirape. V'kosh the bereisha yoboitkin koma midahavle lemichtev, Dorish Sidroish Eichakir Tachir because of Hatev Dorish Hatev Shmaimino Lafnuye Mashme Diabeksiv Ochi. But if it would say Dorish Sidroish, I have a Mufne. I look here at Dorish Sidroish is goof as a raya to dash on something extra because it could have said Dorish Dorish Eichakir Hakir. Shem Osam Lechosh Ladagdik Belosh Rak Lechir the Mufne. The Gemara is not going into the technicalities of the digdik. Really, it should have said Dorish Dorish. That's what the Gemara means. It's more chapter Dorish Sidrash. So the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabono, Ochol Tzli Miba'oid Yoim. The person ate Tzli Miba'oid Yoim Chayev. He's Chayev. Kezayis no Mishachashecho Chayev. So the Gemara, Ketoni Tzli Dum Yedino. It seems the same chayiv you have on no, you have on tzli. Ma no belab, av tzli belab. So the Gemara bishloi min no ksiv, chol toichlu mimenu no. By no, there's a lav tak. Elo tzli min olam. Where do you have a lav to eat tzli mi boi joi? And for the Gemara, the ksiv ochlu es aboso balaylo hazeh, balaylo in, bayoim loim. Like the Gemara, Hai lav abo mechlal aseyu. This is not a lav. This is an asey to eat it by yoim. Well, it's supposed to be lay lozeh. So it's a lav abo mechlal to eat it by yoim. V'chol lav abo mechlal aseyu. It's not a lav. It's an asey. Omar Rav Chizda Homoni Rav Yehudi. It's going according to Rav Yehudi. The Sanyim. Rav Yehudi said as follows. The Pasuk says, Shoyr voseh. Sarua v'kolut. Now, here we're speaking about a sher v'sed, it is a balmu. Sarua means that one aver is larger than the other aver. Kolut means it's not parsois of stukais. It's kolut, it's only halfway sodok. Is nidove tasa oisai. So if you have a sher and a ser who are balimumim, so the posik says nidove tasa oisai. You should give it for nidove. So we have a limud, oisoyata matvis lebedek abayis. This should be given for an adove. Viyata matvis tmimim lebedek abayis. Should not be matvis tmimim lebedek abayis. There's an iser asay to be magdish tmimim. Tmimim that you could be magdish for a kol, but now to be magdish lebedek abayis. Mikan omru, kol amatvis tmimim lebedek abayis, oiver basay. There's an asay, oisoy, the only magdish balimumim and not tmimim. Ein li elabase beloy saseminayin tamloimer v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe leimer. The beginning of the parsha says v'yidaber Hashem el Moshe leimer limud al kol a parsha kule sheyehei beloy sase. Whatever it says in the parsha is belav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Rabbi Yehuda that the parsha is belav. Omalei Rabbi lebal kapore my mashme. Where do you see a lav over here? Omalei dechsiv leimer loy nemar bedvorim. Bei Rav Omri leimer lav emoyer. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Katoni Gzaisli mebaidyoim chayiv, meporish leilakamei. Ketoni chiyuva de tzli de mebaidyoim, dumye de chiyuva de noa mishech ha-sheikh. Rab Yehudi, da oma lav abo mechlal leimer lavu. From leimer we learn that it is a lav. Sarua hu sha'achas me'enov g'doilo va'achas k'tano. V'chein shari vorim. Kolut shepalsois of klutois it's not tzedukais. Nidove tasa oisoi, lidomo vagdishei lebedek abayis, it should be magdishit lidomo. Lineda lahalis kolm lo yerotza. Because of oisoi, so there's a diik, oisoi balmum atamatvis lukdushus bedek abayis. In atamatvis tmimim horim lemizbeich lebedek abayis. So the Gemara says, so that's a lav above mechlalasai. How do we know there's a lav? V'yedaber Hashem b'tchilas ha-parshaksiv, says Leima. Loi nemar b'dvorim, nutrikin Leimer, lav amoyer, amoyer lehem shiyesh isa lav b'dvorim, origabi Pesach namiksiv b'tchilas ha-parshav v'yoyma Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron Leimer. Let us for one second see the Marshal. The Marshal explains what these two Lashonis are, Look to Marshal again on page 14, the bottom Chochma Shloime, the last Chochma Shloime on the Omer. Loi nemar bidvorim. Look to Marshal. Perish. Ki ilu nechtav loi ba'oison hadvorim. We reckon ki ilu a loi was said in the parsha. Now, what does that mean? But Zoloima, Kilo Nichtad, Sher Vese, Sarua Vekolit, Nedovo Tase, Avot Mimim, Loi Sase Nedovo. So we put in, he says, the Diyik, that Balmum you should make a Nedovo, Avot, so we have a Diyik, so we stick in a Loi. Abavaisois tmimim, nema bedova, loisasa nedova. So, kilo nichtav loi ba'oisan dvorim. A loi was written ba'oisan dvorim. And dachsachmir, the pshat is, leimer Rashi says is nutrikin. So, my shvogam wanted to tine that leimer is nutrikin of three words. The lamed is loy, the aleph mem is nema, the reish is bedvorim. That means that in the dvorim that you are medayik, ledove tasa oise balmum, of v'loy balimum, you should stick in the, that means in the dvorim, you should stick a loy there, loy nema, like it, not it's a diik, loy nema bedvorim. The kilo there was nema a loy bedvorim. And the second Mandi Omar said, Beirav Omri Leimer Lav Emoyer. Beirav Omri said, Marshash Kadish Boch Omar Lemoyshe Emoyer Lahem Le Yisrael Sheyesh Kan Azores Lav Bechol Advorim Amuret. This is like it's a Loshen Tzivui. Tell them there's a lav. Tell them there's a lav. Okaponim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav if one eats a korban pesach tzlimi ba'idyon. Zogtoisvis, leime limud al kol ha-parsha shu b'lav, nire l'ridainu davke b'hanach dvorm dizbu lav abor mechlal esay, avor shar dvorim loy. And there's a lav abor mechlal esay, so the leime helps that we consider it as a teres lav and you like it. Zogte gemore weiter. We had in Meitash Mishay Shal Nachtem, we had that the Meitash Mishay Shal Nachtem Yishofchu Mimnei Shei Machmitzim, they should be built out because it becomes Chometz. Tani Chod, we learned in one Baraisa, Shoifchim B'Mekoy Madre. You spill it out on a slanty place. That's the meaning of a slanty place, is that while it's going down the Shipua, it will become Nivla in the Karka. But you do not pour it out in a place where there are cracks or crevices in the karke. Rashi says, "Ha'ish boirin loshen shvire, shemishtaber hakarke v'yesh b'koyim shemayim nesofim v'shoyim b'soichoy." If the water gathers together, ve'ein nivloim, and it doesn't get nivla into the karke, umachmitzim, so then it'll become chometz. So you have in this water particles of flour and dough and water, so if it becomes nivla in the karke, so nothing happens with it. But if it remains in its watery state, so then it will become chametz. So that's pshat. B'mokim madroin. So then it becomes nivla. Vein sheifin b'mokim ish bayin, because then the water gathers together and it'll become this chametz. V'san yeidach sheifin b'mokim ish bayin. That you're permitted to pour it in a mokim ish bayin. So the Gemara says, loy kashin. If you have a lot of water, the kavu, so it's going to gather together and it's going to become chametz. Hodelaynefishi, you only have a small amount of water, so you're allowed to pour it into ishbeirin also. Allowed to pour it into ishbeirin also because it's going to become nivla. Zogt Rashi. Hodelaynefishi, the kavu. Hodelaynefishi, the loy kavu. Kshein merubois, when it's a lot of water, haini kavis al mokim echot. So gathers to one place. Ve'ein nivlois maya. It doesn't become nivla right away. Umachmitzais, or shema otais, loikov. Sok te gemore weiter. Omar av Yehude, isha loisolosh elo bemayim shalon. That a isha should not be losh, isa for matzah, elo bemayim shalon. Sok Rashi, dosh shalonu, balaylo, that balaylo, it was lon balaylo. That means, what does it mean it was lon balaylo? We'll see, it was taken out from the mokim chibur, and it was lon chutz min hamaya. So Rashi explains as follows. Bibnei shebimei nisin hamayonis chamin. Yimei nisin the mayonis are still hot at night. Shadayin yimei sakshomim heim. It is still the extension of winter, kedamrinim b'mishahoye, b'mois achshomim chamo maleches b'shipuloi shel rikia, lefikach kol ha'olam tzoinon u'mayones chamin. Seems the rays of the sun warm up the bottom chelik, and that means the mayones are more exposed or more affected from the chamo than the mokim hiloch ha'olam. So memele, so therefore, the mayones are oischin, and the oilam is kar. B'mayis ha'kshomim chama malechis b'shipoilei shereki, lefikach kol ha'olam tzainon, mayones chamin, hilkach melinon balaylo mitztaninin. So therefore, at night, we take it out a 12-hour period from the beginning of the night, so memele, so it will not be exposed to the rays of the sun. So it will be mitztanin the whole night. Ha'olam is tzainon, the mayones acham. Agav Urche, I saw from Rav Sternbuch and Shuvas van Hoggis, he clears a shayla, which is a very interesting shayla. He says, according to Rashi, Rashi brings the Gemara further. The Gemara says there's a difference between Yemois Akshomim and Yemois Achama. Yemois Akshomim, so the Oilom is Tzoinon, and the Mayones Acham. Yemois Achama, so then the Oilom is Ham, and the Mayones are Tzoinon. That's how it works. So he asks, what is in South Africa? He was in South Africa, so there it's Yemois Achama Pesach time. So l'chayre, there should not be a din of mayim shalonu. Hakert. In the b'yemois achama, so the oilam is cham and the mayones ha'tzoinah. So you should leave it there the whole night. You should leave it there. Hakert, taking it out, here there's a mile of taking it out of the mayim, so cool off at night because the oilam is tzoinah. But over there it should be pulf hakert, that you should leave it in the mayim, it should remain tzoinah because the oilam is cham. That's a shayla, very interesting shayla. Lamaisi says if Chazal did not tell us any different anhogis and different makaymish aboilam, so psi paskin that you need mayim shalonu, it shouldn't be different than any other place. The lomdis we have to understand. L'chayra, the lomdis is not applicable in South Africa because by there it's yemay sachamo, mayone sacham. He brings a Maram Chalave. The Maram Chalave, it says a very interesting beer. it's not too clear, but the Maram Charlava says there's a different purpose in Mayim Shalonu. He says that when one takes out the, when the Mayon, when the Mayim is in the Mayon, so it has tremendous koiches. And if you would take it directly from the Mayon in Losh the Iser, so because of the Hisnagdus HaKoiches between the Kemach and the Mayim, so that would automatically cause friction and the Iser would become Nishaman. You take out the Mayim from the Mayim 12 hours, so it loses some of its Koiches, so therefore there's no so there's no chamimis in the Iser. That's what the Maram Chalava says. Titan is according to the Maram Chalava, there's no difference if it's in the north or the south. So Kaponim, he says that, the same aloch is applicable in both cases. Al Kaponim, that was the drosha. The drosha was, Omar Rav Yehuda said aloch, Isha loy solosh ela b'mayim shalom. And he said, we need Mayim Shalonu. He said this in Loshon HaKodesh. Aisi kula mocha, aisu kuli alme chatzvayu v'osu legabe. Everyone went and brought their kelim, and they came to him. Now they misunderstood the drosha. The drosha was Mayim Shalonu. Now Mayim Shalonu could mean two ways. It could mean unzere vasa. It could mean Mayim Shalonu, that they were not in the Mayim the whole night. So Memele, the Oilam misunderstood the drosha. They said it means unzere vasa, so they did not use their own water. They went and brought their kelim, that he should give him his water, this Indian of his water to use. Omrulei, have lono Mayim. Give us water. Amalohu, so he told them, Ano b'mayu devisa omri. I meant mayim that was out of the Mekor 12 hours. Now, Aloshin Lina. The Shaila is, why is this Maiser related? There was a drosha and a misunderstanding of the drosha, and they corrected the drosha. Fine, but why was this recorded historically that we should know about this? The Ma'adim Ismanim brings from the Chavis Das that the Pasuk, that the Gemara wanted to tell us the Tamimis of the Balabatim. That means there was no logical way to understand that you need Davke, that the Matzah has to be made with his water. But they didn't ask any kashis. That was their Mune Bechazal. Chazal said, Mayim Shalonu, it's Mayim Shalonu. There was no questions asked. The Dvar Shmuel brings down from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says a very interesting halacha. Beis Yosef said that this Maisa was recorded to tell us, he told them I meant something else. Fine. But according to their ignorance, they didn't shep Mayim Shalonu. So Lechayre, besides telling them what he meant, he should have told them, Rabbi Yisai, today you don't bake matzahs. And if you didn't make Mayim Shalonu, so you're not allowed to make matzahs today. So the Beis Yosef is Medayik, since he didn't tell them that, so Beis says, B'diyevet, a matzah is kosher without Mayim Shalonu. That's what the Beis Yosef is Medayik from this Maisa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Let's see Rashi. Dorsha Rav Masna Boloshna Kaidish Ayedershin, Xvu Mashem Shemaim Shaloyu Oimer. The Visu Targim Shalonu. Visu. Lina Poya Laila. Zukta Gemara Vaita. Dorish Rove. Isha Loi Solosh Bechamo. An Isha should not be Losh Amatza Bechamo. She shouldn't be standing Bechamo. So Rashi says, Lavisha Choy Mashemesh Mechamamo. Because that's Mechamim the Isa. V'loi b'chamei chama. Zot Rashi v'loi b'chamei chama. B'mayim shohuchmu b'chame. V'cholshkein b'chamei ho'u. It's also, if you have the water is warm or hot, so that'll enhance the chimutz. V'loi b'mayim hagrufim min hamulay. Zot Rashi. Dud godol shal nechoshes. It was a large pot. V'toli al ho'u kol shor. It's always over the esh, unuchushasai ova, and it has a thick wool. Afiluk she'ensham ulz, afilu, now there was no, so it seems the maila of this thick wool is that the heat that what went into this dud, into this pot, it remains, a chelik of the heat remains in the thickness of the wool. So memela, if there's some mayim left over in the pot, it still has some chamimis. Is vafiluk she'ain sham ul, even though now there's no ul, mayim shebishulov, the mayim that is in the bottom of this pot is chamim oy poishim. It's either hot or warm, so you can't use this water. Grufim loshen shehayim, what's left over in the pot, shememmatzin, that you, like, you scrape out minuchu shosoi shel shulov, from the toifnei hadut. V'loi tagbiya yoda, another halach, v'loi tagbiya yoda min hatanu, at she tigmer es kol hapas. She should not lift up her hand, at she tigmer es kol hapas. Now what are we speaking about over here? So Rashi says, v'al tagbiya yoda min hatanu, kloima, te oisekes bebotzeik kol sho. She should be oisek with the botzeik. So the Loshna Gemara is very shver, according to Rashi. The Ran asks on Rashi, Leitagviya Yoda, it should have said, Leitagviya Yoda min ha'isa, at she tigmer es kol hapas. How does the Tano come in over here? So therefore, the Ran wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. The Ran wants to say that the Emerson, if she's in the middle of making the matzah, making the dough, so the Ran says, the Emerson, she's not allowed to do any other things while she's in the process of making the matzah, because she might be Mesir Das from the matzah, and too much time may pass by, and it might become chometz. But if she's Oisik in the Hesek Hatano, so Memele, that is the only thing she's permitted to do while nothing is being done with the Issa. That's what Lekach Nira, this is the Losh Naran, Shechachomim Oslo Leh Shlei Tasik Bedvorim Acherim Klau. While she's in the middle of making the matzah, she's not permitted to do anything else. Shlei Timoshech Acherim. Because if she'll start doing something else, she might be Nimshach, and she'll forget, V'loi Tedagdek B'shir Shia Shalisa. She won't be medagdik what's happening with the Issa. She'll get involved with something else. Avoloi osru oleho lasik beinyin atano bintayim. But she's allowed to be oisik in the tano. Bimnei shehu tzolchoi shall pass. This is an oisik that the pass needs. The pass needs that there should be a warm tano. So therefore, in the middle of her oisik with the pass, she's permitted to be oisik in the tzolchei atano. Ubilvad shalaitasha yoisa mikashir. But she has to make sure that the shir did not pass by, that the isa can become chometz. Ulefikach loitagbiya yodo min hatano. Kloima she'eino rashoi lasik bedvorim acherim elo beiskai shaltano. That means the Tana is here is telling us she's permitted to do other inyonim, but the only other inyon she's permitted to do is iskei atana. She should not lift up her hands for the Tana and do another zaitik izach. That's the only zaitik izach that she's permitted to do. Had she tigmer es kol hapas. Utzricho shnei kelim, and she needs two kelim. Echot shemekatefes boy, assumes they used to coat the matzah with water. Ve'echot shemitzanenes boy es yodel. Another one that she's mitzanen yodel. Zogt Rashi, shemekatefes boy tocho pnei acharore b'mayim. She coats the matzah with mayim. Shemetzanenes boy yodel, the oisin shemekatefes behem, mischame mois mechoim yodeho vohoisu. So therefore there should be another keli with water that she should be mitzanen yodel. Iboyelu, Avra velosha mahu. What is the din if Avra velosha? So Rashi says, Bechamen. Says Avra velosha Bechamen. Mahu. Mazutra omar muta, Ravashi omar osa. That even though you're not allowed to, we learned before that you're not allowed to do Bechamu, le solush, belay Bechamichame, yeah, le bemaim aglufim. So Mazutra says, that one should not do it, but the Yebed, we don't answer the matzah. Oma mazutre meno aminelo desanyim. Ein loisisin aso irin bepesach. We learned that you're not allowed to make lasisa on soirim. Vim losas, what happens if they made lasisa? So the din is like this. Nisbaku asurim. If they split, or the royal is bakes asurim. Oi nisbaku mutorim. So you see klor, that even though Chazal asad l'chatchile, that one should not make l'sise, but the Yevid, it's only also if you see Simone Chimos. So Mela, same thing over here, that even though Chazal asad to be losh bechamin, that's l'chatchile, but the Yevid, if you do not see Simone Chimos, it is muta. Ramashi oma oto kulo chode mechite mechitinu, there's everything woven into one baget. Heiche de itma itma, veheiche de lo itma lo itma. He says there, it says, kloin loisisim ve'im losas. Here it says that you're not allowed to do it. So if you're not allowed to do it, so b'diyevet it's also awesome. Zot Rashi, loin is baku mutoris, va'av al gav de tona ein loisisim, ochinami, even though it says, even though it says you're not allowed to be loises, from deswegen loin is baku motoris. It's ochinami loishnos. It's also the same thing. Hoyel v'onu royin shaloi hichmitz. If we can see that it not become chometz, she'ein sham loisimonu seya v'loisimoni siduk. If you don't have any simoni of chimitz, so memele, so it is good. Mechite mechitinu, kulo mariga achas arikte, mishum de bechode isure de rabbonon, tonim ova muta bachile bois lemei mename bekulo. There was an isa de bonon ein loisusin, so there they said befeiris that it'll help. Heiche de itmar behedje, de loi kansinu lei itma, heiche de loi itma, loi itma. Now here Rashi said a mouthful. Rashi said that Rashi seems to be saying that according to Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi says it's, according to Rav Ashi that says it is also, it is not also me'ikaradin. We're speaking about that you take the matzah now, you look at the matzah and there are no simoni chimutz on it. So there's no simoni chimutz, there's no legitimate reason it should be also. So what is the svar of Rav Ashi that it is also? So Rashi holds the whole reason it is also is only als knas. So heiche de itme behedjit because you are ivar divre chazal. Chazal said that ain't loshen bechamen. So heiche de itme behedjit de loy kansin le itma. Heiche de loy itme le itma. Hilkach. Avra veloshe bechamen. So if she was ivar divre chazal. So she was also. So Memela, so it's also. Because she was Oivan Divre Chazal, she was Oivan Divre Chazal, so therefore we canceled her. Loido, Mila Betzeike, Shal Nochim. Damrine, Memalem, Odim, Kreise, Mehem. So Rashi Shita is that Betzeike, Shal Nochim means that the Goyim had made Betzeikes. Now, if Goyim had made Betzeikes, we do not know whatsoever how it was made. We just have the Betzeikis in front of us. We study the Betzeikis, and we don't see any Simoni Chimitz, but everything was made to a goy. Domrinin lael odom emale odom kreisim ehem. Tohoche be'ine lemiknes odom avrad rabbonon. So Rashi says, it would be also meikar adin. So memele then Betzeikis shal nochim would not be also, because we're chayish for Chimitz. But since Rashi said, it's not also me'ikadin, it's only also me'teiris knas. So an Isha who's mitzuvah to listen to Chazal, over Velosho, So memele, so they concentrate. Mashenkin a goy that he does not chiyav on him to listen to Divrei Chazal. So therefore, if we study the matzah and we don't find any simone chimitz, some amela, so there's no reason to cancel. Maisa oireg metargeminon oived mochi. Oived mochi. Let us start, Hodron Aloch Kol Shol, let us start the next mission. Ve'elu oivrin bepesach. Kutach ababli v'sheicher hamodai v'choymetz o adoymi. V'zeisim ha-mitzri. V'zoymon shal tzavoyim v'ameylon shal tabochin v'koylon shal soifrin. Now, we have over here, Rashi does not explain this we'll see in the Gemara exactly what each mean is, but the Ran says like this, that we have four mine medine, Ababli, Hamodai, Adoimi, Hamitzri. The four mine medine, that is Chometz, Gomor, Al Yedei, Tahuvis. Now we have Gimel, Umnius, Savoim, Tabochim, Soifrim. This is Chometz, Nukshe. So this is Chometz Nukshe. So these are the Mishnah is telling us two aloches. That an Chometz Dogen Gomo Ayedei Tahuvis, and an Chometz Nukshe, Eilu Oivrim. Whatever Oivrim means, we'll see a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Af Tachshitei Noshe. Niz Moisef Tachshitei Noshe. Zaha Klal, Kol Shuhu Mimin Dogo, Areza Oiver Bepesach, So Rashi says, "Ve'elu oivrin aleim bebal yero bebal yemotze, v'kulu meforish lohu b'gemore zeisam v'zoymon v'koylon v'amelon." Yoiver bal yero. Tachshitei noshim b'gemore meforish min doge chamishes min echitem chamishes minim chitem asoyrim v'kusme shebele shor v'shipay. Ve'ein b'em kores im ochlon, avol lav yesh b'achiloson, b'gmore yalef lakulon. Let us see Tosfos. Ve'eilu oivrin b'pesach, perish akuntres, laver aleyen b'bal yero b'bal yemotze. That's Shitas Rashi. Ve'gam rivo medagdek miloshen oivrin, temashma oivrin min ha'ilo. That means you have to get rid of it. So, Bekitzer, the Rivo and Rashi have one thing in common, that it seems you have to get rid of it, you're not allowed to hold. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam, v'mashme d'chol hanech marbinon mikol machmetzes loisachelu. We're marbe these minechimetz kol machmetzes loisachelu, te'asret b'achile. Fa'afilu b'achile loyhovi hoya mechayiv, ilav d'rav yekro. I need a special ribui to asaret b'achila. So we see it's not chometz. It's a chometz that we need a ribui to asaret b'achila. Umehechiteisi bal yiro bal yemotze. So memeilo, so umehechiteisi bal yiro bal yemotze. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam, v'eilu oivrin perish ha'oich lon. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, oivrin means, if you eat it, you're oivr anisa. You're oivr alav. So the Tosfos Rashba, at the beginning of the Masechet Vayis, and if you want to say like the Rivo, if Rashi seems to learn Oivrin, Yoivran Aveir. So he says, if you want to learn Oivrin means Yoivran Aveir, I'll tell you which Aveir, if you eat it, Yoivran Aveir. If you want to learn like the Rivo, that you have to get rid of it, so not get rid of it completely, Oivrin, Hainu Miyala Shulchan. You have to get it off the table, because it's also Machila. The Lavne Mechel Ninu. Aval bal yiro leke, but there's no bal yiro. Rabbi Lezer oimer af tachshitei noshim. So haynu, what is Rabbi Lezer moisif? Haynu chometz nukshe al yedei tarubes. So Rabbi Lezer is coming to tell us, that means we had mentioned before, that the Mishnah is telling us two cases. The Mishnah is coming to tell us Chometz Dogen Gomai Dei Taruvis and Chometz Nukshe. Rabbi Lezer's Moisef Chometz Nukshe Al Yedei Taruvis. Period. So Memele, so that's what he's Moisef. So according to this, So we see klar that he holds that chometz nukshe is also. Afilu chometz nukshe de taruvis is also. Afilu havi chometz dogin gomor ayyidei taruvis. Afilu we will say, he's not being marbe chometz nukshe de taruvis. He's speaking about chometz dogin gomor ayyidei taruvis. He's not speaking about nukshe. Mikol mokim idekoma af mashme de moidel etanekame. That means the Tanakhama spoke about Nuksha also, and he says, Av. So Al Kaponim Vaislays that he also agrees that Nuksha is Osa, and he says, Afilu Chometz Dogen Goma De Teruvis is Osa, but he holds him Nuksha is also Osa. The Gemara Amrin, so however you learn Shat, either it's Chometz Nuksha De Teruvis, or even speaking of Chometz Dogen Goma De Teruvis, but he seems to ask a Nuksha from the Loshna Av. Bigmar Amrin and Rabbi Leza saw the Nukshe Beine Beloi Klum. The Gemara says Rabbi Leza holds the Nukshe's Mutter. So that's a Shrek. Here he asks Chometz Nukshe Dei Teruvis, or from the Af, it seems he also asks Chometz Nukshe Al Kaponim. Bakach Nira de Gores, Rabbi Leza, Bechad Minayu, Oy Bemas Nisan, Oy Bigmore. So one with Goyres Rabbi Leza, and one Rabbi Leza.